call our July 6th meeting to order. I hope everyone had a wonderful July 4th weekend. Going down to the first item of business, which is approving the minutes from June 15th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Doug. I so move that we approve the minutes.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any debate? Friendly amendments? All right. See, none of those in favor of approving the minutes from June 15th, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
All right. The minutes are approved. Moving down to approving the loans, we have 8 loans in front of us today at a little over $7.6 million. Is there a motion to approve the loan?
I move to approve the loans.
I'll second the motion.
All right, moved and seconded. Rich, do you want to talk about the 8 loans that we are reviewing today?
Sure, thank you. You know, the majority are for the purchase of equipment or road work, as is our bread and butter. There are 2 loans that probably should be discussed a little bit. You know, the number 5 in New Berlin is a $5.1 million loan to finance and the build and remodel of their recreation center. You know, I assume that they're using our program for the construction of the facility and maybe looking for longer term financing down the road, New Berlin, or they can just pay it off at the, once it's constructed. We'll see how that goes. And the other one that I would like to mention is number 8 in Holstein. They are borrowing a little over $900,000 to demolish an industrial property that is no longer serving a purpose for them. So that's more of an economic development situation. And that's all I have for today.
Well, this is Doug. For what it's worth, I couldn't understand you for some reason. Either it's my phone or it's your microphone. I don't know.
I just talked about 2 of the loans, Doug, number 5 and number 8, and provided a little bit of detail about those. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Maybe I just
the
need
only
to...
thing I noticed, the only thing I noticed, and you may have covered it, is that the new Berlin loan is only 2 years, which is that's sort of atypical. And then we've got, you know, like East Troy, they want 10 years. So there's quite a divergence as far as when they want to repay these loans, apparently.
That's right, Doug. I think New Berlin is building a new recreation center, and they're using the program for the construction of that facility, and they may be looking for longer-term finance down the road.
And they obviously are going to get... Not important. Go ahead.
No, Doug, I didn't mean to interrupt if you have a question about the loan.
In some of these situations where a community is taking out a bigger loan for a shorter period of time, as Rich mentioned, they're oftentimes taking it out for the construction phase. When a community is borrowing money for a construction phase, oftentimes banks will want to charge points up front. And so because our program charges no points, no fees, all you pay is the interest. And so it's actually a cleaner form of financing for the construction phase. The only thing that they're losing from us is they have to take out the whole loan within 4 months, whereas a construction loan will allow the entity that's building the facility to take the money in draws. But ultimately, they probably decided that ours was a cheaper way of borrowing the money to do it. And as Rich noted, once the facility is constructed, then they start looking for long-term finance.
Doug, I also noticed something I haven't seen before, and that's an item in the loan number 8. Rather than construction, it's demolition. They're going to use $900,000 to tear down a piece of property.
That's right, Doug. I think this is an economic development project, and the first phase of that would be demolishing an obsolete former industrial property.
No.
Any other questions for Rich about the loan? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. Moving down the agenda, there's no old business. New business is an update on the co-op acquisition with the paper mills that we talked about from last time we met with Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls. Tom, do you have any updates on that?
Well, a little bit of updates. So the legislature has now passed the bill that would provide that loan from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for acquisition and improvement of those two mills. But the bill as passed provides that the WEDC financing is no longer contingent upon the entity which acquires the mills obtaining a loan issued by BCPL. So it still mentions BCPL, but it talks about that financing as permissive rather than mandatory. In the bill as passed, the money for the WEDC loan would come from the state fiscal recovery fund. And in order for the WEDC loan to be eligible to be used for that money, the use must be designed to address an economic harm that resulted or was exacerbated by the pandemic. And at this point in time, there's still no clear answer on that. So the bill is now at the governor's desk, and he's got to decide whether to sign or veto the bill. Meanwhile, the staff here at BCPL remain ready to assist in processing any loan applications from eligible borrowers, such as the county or municipality where each of the mills are located. And as I noted before, we had preliminary discussions, but since then we haven't had any follow-up discussions from any of those entities. I did meet with Henry Schenenbeck, who is head of the Great Lakes Timber Producers, on Friday morning, and he is one of the principals and one in the co-ops. And Henry didn't have much to add to the color of the situation either, that everyone now is waiting for the governor to decide whether or not to meet him. At this point, I don't have anything else to report on that. Are there any questions?
No, I would say, Tom, the other thing maybe too to share with the commissioners is that the governor did release a press release about the legislation. And I think it is, one would assume based on the tone of that press release that he will veto that legislation. And there could be an opportunity, I think, for all of us to come to the table and think through alternative solutions.
I would agree with that assessment. And I'm hopeful that we can play a part in helping for a successful resolution of the matter, both because I think it's important to that part of the state of Wisconsin. Frankly, it's important to BCPL. As timberland owners in that part of the state, a good amount of our pulpwood had been going to that mill in Wisconsin Rapids.
And I would say, based on our conversations, the governor's office would echo that and hope we can come to a solution. So we appreciate the update, Tom, and I think knowing that this is going to continue, these updates when necessary, I think are helpful to keep the commissioners informed on where this is going, since there seems to be an update every few weeks. So we appreciate it.
Happy to do that.
Any questions from the commissioners on?
None for me.
Okay. All right. So moving down to, okay. Moving on to reports, the Chief Investment Officer report, Rich.
Sarah, in the interest of brevity, I think I will pass on providing a report to the board today.
We appreciate that, Rich. And Rich, also, I think what you got back from vacation, so we hope you had a restful and enjoyable time.
I did. Thank you. This is my first day back after a 2-week vacation, and it was wonderful. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, welcome back. Tom, the Executive Secretary's report.
Well, even though it strays a little bit into the Chief Investment Officer's report, I'd like to thank the staff for their diligent hard work in helping get us across the finish line with a couple of those real estate investments. We go back 6 months ago, we were in the process of getting the assistance of outside counsel to help do these ones. That outside counsel was very helpful. We were able to finish off two more funds before the end of the fiscal year, so that we are starting the new fiscal year with more of our money in more of those real estate funds. And so we are more diversified, stronger than before. So, and I'd like to thank all the staff members for helping make that happen. And thank the board for helping us get to the point where we could have that outside counsel, because all those pieces were necessary to get us across the finish line. So thank you, everybody.
And Tom, do you just want to remind the board too how much those real estate transactions were worth?
Each of those transactions were in the tens of millions. The amount that we actually were able to deploy did vary from one to the next. The Invesco one was authorized at $40 million, but they only called five on the front end. I believe BlackRock was $30 million and they called all 30. Brookfield.
That wasn't BlackRock. That, you know, we committed $30 million to Brookfield and they called all 30.
And before that, the BlackRock one was also
20. Right. That was 20 and they called all of that too. So we've got right now of those three investments, Sarah, we have $55 million deployed and another $35 million that is likely to be deployed at the end of September.
No, thanks, Rich and Tom. And I just wanted to emphasize that to the commissioners, because these are not small transactions. They're incredibly complicated and a lot of work was behind it. So thanks for kind of that kind of amount, I think further emphasizes that.
Yeah, thank you for all your work on that, everybody.
I had one other thing to report on. Last Friday, we had a sealed bid opening for several timber sales. We had offered five separate timber sales for bid. Those sales covered over 400 acres, and we received acceptable bids on four of the offerings. Bidding pressure was all but one of those sales giving only one bid. The one sale that generated no bids was a remote frozen logging only pulpwood sale. So two of the sales though were on properties that were recently approved for purchase by our current board. And so the folks in our northern staff wanted to make sure that I thank the board profusely for approving those sales, because not only did it improve our land portfolio, but it's also generating revenue already. So the northern hardwood saw timber sale that we had broke previous records, because it generated $1,541 per acre, which is a significant amount of money per acre, and we still own the land and there's still more trees out there, because remember, we do sustainable harvestry. We don't go in there and clear cut stuff. So the four sales that sold generated over $264,000. So overall, it was a success in a market that right now is still struggling. So.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just want to give you a brief update on what we are doing with that approach. And that's all I have for today.
I Thanks, Tom. Any questions for Tom from the commissioners?
Nope.
I just have two updates. The first one is the last board meeting, we talked about how we have a record distribution for the normal school fund at over $1 million, which is really exciting that we're continuing to support the university system in different ways. And we're going to be rolling out a press release on that. So to Josh and Doug, please share your quotes if you have not, so we can include them. And the other piece that we are doing with this rollout for the normal school fund is just explaining the impact that it has. And so I'm actually going to be interviewing Brian Sloss, who is the Dean of Natural Resources at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, about how the money from the normal school fund impacts that program and makes a difference. So really trying to bring it home as far as the work that these funds delivers to the community. So that's an update on kind of that rollout strategy and how we're hoping to really elevate the work that the Normal School Fund does for the people of Wisconsin. So that's the first piece. Any questions on that?
I just wanted to follow up on your comment about Brian Schloss and the Normal School Fund and Stevens Point. One of the things that BCPL has also done for Stevens Point is that we have worked with Stevens Point and the Western State Land Commissioners to have the Western State Land Commissioners provide scholarships to UW-Stevens Point students to attend those annual conferences. So those students are learning more about how the actual land managers are functioning throughout the western part of the United States and having a chance to actually talk to the leaders of these different organizations. So that's something that Stevens Point has been very grateful to BCPL for being a leader in helping do that for their campus and for their students.
Yeah, but I really hope we can further emphasize that in this release and the work that we are doing over social media and everything else. So yeah, and Brian is very excited to share the impact. So then just the other update is, as some of you know, Jill Underly was sworn in as the superintendent of public schools yesterday. And we are really excited about her serving in that role. Something that's really important to the Common School Fund is our relationship with DPI and our beneficiaries. You know, part of the reason I think we were able to be really effective the last few years is the relationship we had with Carolyn Stanford Taylor, for example, and stepping up for the first time in the fund's history for that special distribution during COVID. And so Tom and I will be meeting with Jill in the next few weeks, and we'll continue to kind of share the progress made. But as someone who's known Jill for a while, I know she's excited to work with all of us to best serve our public schools. That is it for my update. Any questions from the commissioners?
No, thanks for the updates.
Okay, any future agenda items? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Doug.
I second.
I will. It has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Doug.
All right, thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.